This is the third machse, Baruch Hashem. Vatik, vatik, ruvun elai kulchem. You all came near to me, vatem ruvun, they said, nishcha noshim lefoneinu. Send, let us send men before us. V'yach peru lanu esaris, let us spy the land. V'yashivu oisan a davar, and they will return to us a davar. Es aderech asher ne'al leba, a matter, the derech which we shall ascend, v'eis harim, the cities asher novoi alehen. So this is the story of the Meraglim. And here Moshe Rabbeinu in Chumash Devarim is reviewing the story in hindsight. What happened? And obviously the way he describes, he chooses to describe the story here in Chumash Devarim is not exactly the way the story is presented in Parshas Shelach. So again, Vatikrivun Elai Kulchem. Over here we have a lot of added details that do not appear in Parshas Shelach. Here it says, Kulchem, every single one of you, you all came near to me. Vatoimru, and you all said, let us send Nishlucha Anoshim. Wherever it says the word Anoshim in Chazal, it always means Tzadikim, righteous people. Lefaneinu, before us. The Yach Peru Lanu, let them, they shall spy for us, as are it's the land. The Yashivu Oisanu Davar, they shall return to us a Davar. What does it mean a Davar? A report. I guess it means a report. Over here in the English, it translates the word Davar as a word. What is the report? Es Saderech Asher Na'ale Bo. Which road? Should we go with the West Side Highway or should we go with the FDR? Okay, should we go with BQE or should we go down King's Highway and take the Jackie Robinson? How do you want to get to Queens? Which derech? There are many derechim to go. The Eis Harim, the mountains, Asher Navai Alehen, which mountain do we want to go? Do we want to go to the Har HaZeisim or we want to go to Har HaMenuchos? Okay, you can make a lot of jokes here. These are all the important questions they want to know. So let's see what is over here in Rashi. First, Rashi says, Vadikru Nelai Kulchem, Bi'er Buvya. Rashi says the word Kulchem, every single one of you, is a derogatory statement. It means you came to me in a state of confusion, in a state of chaos. You did not come to me in a respectful way. Ulahalun Oimer, it says, Vadikru Nelai Kol Roshay Shiftechem Ziknechem Vatayimru Hein Heranu. Later it says, Hashem has shown us the yod. Where is this pasuk? It says, what was that pasuk referring to? Ois, I don't remember. That what was that pasuk referring to? Vatikrivun Eli. Later it says, in Devarim Hey. What happened there in Devarim Hey? Mr. Rapport, you're an expert in Chumash. What does this happen in Devarim Hey? Let's go take a look. In Devarim Hey, it says, we need Tamari here, Meir, to tell us what it says over here. Dvarim hei, vatikruvun elai, kulchem, all of you came forward. Okay, give me one moment.
Kriya shemazim dvarim hei.
That's right. That is correct. Let me just see what's over here. Kriya shemazim dvarim hei, vatikruvun elai. Oh, here's what they said that we don't want to hear Hashem. Here, when they came, was after Matan Torah. And they said to Moshe, we are afraid. Or this was in the middle of Matan Torah, where they were afraid of Hashem speaking directly to them because they were frightened by Hashem speaking to them. So they asked that Hashem should not speak to them directly, but instead there should be an intermediary between Hashem and the Jewish people, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. So there, when they came close to Moshe, they came in an organized, respectful way. It says, call Roshay Shiftechem, the heads of your tribes, Viziknechem, Vatarmuem, you said, Hey Neranu, Oisakri Vahisahagenes, that was proper. Yeladim, Machabdimes, Hazakenim, Ushalachum, Lifnehem, Uzakenim, Machabdimes, Haroshim, Vizakenim, give honor to the leaders, Lalechas, Lifnehem, Avulkan, Vatikrivun, like Kulchem, Beer Buvia, Yeladim, the young, Dechafimes, Hazakenim, they were pushing the elders. Uzekeinim, the elders, Dechafim, were pushing us Haroshim. Okay, so the Sefer here says that there's a negative connotation. Va'atikvun like kulchem. Next, va'yoshiv oisanu davar.
I think it was the same way when the people came to Shmuel and Ovi, and they wanted a melech. They also came. I think Rashi The Torah itself uses the word barova.
Birbuvia. They came as a chaos, chutzpah, and chaos. Next, the yeshiva is on davar be'ezel loshen hey medabrim. So what's the unusual word davar, report? So Rashi says what it means over here is we want to know what language. What language do they speak in Israel? Do they speak in Yiddish or do they speak in Ivrit? Or do they speak in English? Or do they speak in Latino? It all depends where you live. You go to Beis Shemesh Aleph, they speak in English. If you go to Beis Shemesh Beis, they speak in Yiddish. If you go to Beis Shemesh Gimel, they speak in Ivrit. Isn't that a good analogy? Meir, that's very true what I just said. Meir, did you hear what I just said? Beis Shemesh Aleph for all the Americans, they speak in English. Beis Shemesh Beis is where you have the Neturi Karta people. They speak in Yiddish, and you go to Beis Shemesh Gimel.
They speak with Klep.
With Klep? See, the three, but Beis Shemesh Aleph, Beis Gimel, English, Yiddish, and Ivrit. Fine. So, Dovar means the language. Es aderech asher nalaba, ein derech she'en ba ak mimus. There is no derech in this world that's straight. Even King's Highway goes in different directions. Every derech has an akanimus, has a... So what's it saying over here? Es derech asher nalaba, what does Rashi over here mean to say? Ein derech she'en ba akanimus. There is no such thing as a derech that is not crooked. Okay, I'm not sure.
You have to know which is the best crooked road.
The best crooked road. You have to know the most crooked.
The
most crooked. Jackie Robinson. The Jackie Robinson is the most crooked. The Esau, and that's why there always accidents there. The Esau, Lima, Asher, Novoy, Alem, which cities we should go to? Techila, first, Lichbash. Rashi is getting here quite a bit of commentary into this pasuk. Let's see the Targum. So Targum says, Ukirevtun Livasi Kulchain. Okay, no comment. No comment. You all came to me, every single one of you. There's no hidden message over here. I don't see. Vamaratun, you said, Nishlach Guvrin Kodamona, let us send men in front of us. Vi alalun. What does that mean? Lona Yos Ara. The
Alam doesn't mean talk.
Ah. The Yeshivu Oisanu Davar. Okay, so the alalun lano yos, and they will report back to us. Let's go a little bit further. I think I'll stay for a second. Ara the land. Visivun yosano piskomo piskomo. Piskam, yes, piskam hamelech. Piskam means a statement. The piskam, I guess a report. Yos orcho di ni sake, which road we shall go up, ba in, vios kirvaya, which city, oh, so he translates the mountains, this is very interesting, the mountains as the kirvaya, a city, dine ol lehen. All right, there must be some hidden secrets here in this Targum, so let me go to the videotape.
Well, the first thing you see, that Rashi says, Davar is the language. They're not interested in the language.
So he learns a piskama. So you see a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis as to the meaning of the word Davar. Rashi means the language, and according to Targum, it means a report. Look at the English. In the English translation, let us send angels ahead to I don't know what that word is. I can't pronounce that word. Reconnoitre? How do you pronounce that word?
Recontour, yeah.
Recontour? What does that mean? What does it mean, recontour?
The spy.
The spy? Reconnaissance? The same word as reconnaissance? No.
Yeah, it's the same word, reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance is recontour? I never heard this before. Reconnoitre?
Fine. Recontour is like to walk around and to explore.
To explore, okay. But like reconnaissance, I guess it's the same shurish. The land
right.
For us and bring us back word. That's what the Targum says. Now let's see over here what it says over here, and just make sure over here what it says over here in the Ma'at Tzori. In Pasuk 22, here it is right in front of me. Let's see what it says over here. Okay, 22, V'alalun, L'shoin Rigul Umiraglin. Okay, the word V'alalun means to spy. He says this word, V'ein Hevdel B'targum Bein Lachbar L'tur. Okay, so he's saying over here the word, he's saying another principle that we always said, V'yach Peru. V'yach Peru means to spy, and Miragel means to spy. So that over here in the Sefer Ma'atzar, he's just trying to emphasize the principle that we always discuss at the Targum, often simplifies the Hebrew language. He takes many words in Hebrew and he translates them exactly the same. And over here in this Sefer, Ma'atzari, he mentions that the word, the Targum, translates the word Miragel and Yachpor or Yachperu. They will, the Shurish of these words, whatever this word is, Yachpor, it's the spy. And the word Miragel means the spy. The Targum translates these two words exactly the same, the A-Lalun. He is simplifying the language. He's taking two words which obviously have a different connotation, a different connotation. He's translating them exactly the same. They should go and they shall spy on the land for us. I would think the word Yachperu is a cherpa. Cherpa, even though it's the pay and the resh are in the wrong order, ches pay resh. Many times we interchange those letters like that. And then it would be when you spy, what do you really do when you spy? There are two reasons why you spy in the land.
You're looking for the weak spot.
Or you're looking for the milus. Shlach lecha Moshe, now you have a whole new pair. Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, shlach lecha Hashem, v'yasuru. I made a mistake. The word v'yasuru versus the word v'yachperu. What does it mean, v'yasuru? Su, what does that word mean? I don't know. It means the spy, obviously. What is the shirish? I want to suggest that the difference between the two words is that one word is you're looking for the milos, and the other you're looking for the chesroinos. The word v'yachperu.
Yeah, yasuru means you look for the strong points, what? And you're walking around it. You're not going through it because you're afraid.
So
of
what
it.
Is it? What does it mean? The word v'yasuru? No, that's not with the samach. That's to go away. V'yasuru. Lashon of, I don't know, I'm trying to suggest that there's a difference between these two words, v'yasuru and the word v'yachperu. Yachperu is like cherpa, even though the letters are reversed. You're looking for the weak spots. V'yasuru, you're looking for the good stuff. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, go to Eretz Yisrael and see only the milos. When you came to me and you demanded to send Meraglim, you wanted to see the Chesroinos, the Yachperu lanu, Vatikvani laikulchem, Vatarmu, and you said, Nish lucha noshim lefanenu, the Yachperu lanu, let them find all of the Chesroinos, so we don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe here, when he's speaking to Klal Yisrael in Devarim, he's describing the event from the perspective of Klal Yisrael. Whereas in Parshas Shalach, he's describing the event from his perspective. Moshe was trying to guide them to look for the milos, to do a good job. Here in this pasuk, Moshe is describing the event from their perspective, and from the very beginning, they were looking for trouble. V'yachperu. However, the Targum is considered, the Targum Kedarkoi, his goal is to simplify the language, and even though in Parshas Shalach it says V'yasuru Eseretz Kanan, here, it says a different word, v'yachperu lanu, and the Targum says it's really the same concept in the general form, v'alalun. Okay, that's the chiddush he writes over here, and that's all he has to say. He has nothing more to say on this pasuk. Okay, so we on our own have to figure out all the missing gaps, and I think there are plenty over here. The chiddush we take out of this pasuk is the two words, is v'yachperu versus the word v'yasuru. Targum translates them exactly the same. The next chiddush is the word v'yoshivu oisanu davar. According to Targum, it means return a report. When you come back, we want to hear a report, a commission to give a report of exactly what happened. And and Rashi says no, we want to know the language. Why is it important for Klal Yisrael to know the language of the people? What's the pshat? There must be something very deep over here. Why is it? Because that way you'll be able to you'll be able to conquer them. If you know what their language is, so you'll study, you'll set up schools, so everyone should know the language. That way when you go and you attack, you'll know how to communicate with them. Is that what it means? Possibly. Or maybe there's something much deeper. V'yoshivu oisanu davar, the language. There's something very deep over here. I don't know what it is. We have to come back to this one day. Okay, and then the next chiddush is the mountains. The Ace He'orim. Targum says something very interesting. It says Kirvaya. Kirvaya means the cities. Since when is a mountain called a city? It's not exactly the same. All right, there are a lot of chidushim here. Let's go weiter. The matter was good in my eyes. Notice the word davar repeats itself in a different context. Here they wanted v'yoshivu oisanu davar. Vayita be'enai ha-davar. So if I would not know better, I would say a drush, and I would say that Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy that they wanted to know the language of the land. He wanted to know. That's the only thing that he liked about this whole thing. He was not happy that they were sending spies to see the cities, to see the roads, to see the derech and the adim, and this whole thing, to see the weak points. But there was only one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy. Vayita be'enai ha-davar. When they wanted to know v'yoshivu oisonu davar, I also want to know what language they speak. This is a drush. I'm saying a chassidish drush. Shalashur's drush. So what's the obviously there's something very interesting about the word over here, davar v'yoshivu vayita be'enai ha-davar. Everything else is no good. This is good. I want to know the language. All right. V'ekach mikem, I took from you shnei mosra anoshim, I took from you 12 people. Ish echo lashavit. Yeah.
If you know someone if they're strong or with the roads, that's a physical thing that you should be have a muna and be sign up where the road that Hashem will take you, if it's long it's short or short it's long. But language has no
neshama, that's the spirituality. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim.
There's no isnagdus to Hashem in there.
Right, no, it's better. It's ruchnius. Why can you say this? It's ruchnius because it says what's the ruchnius is vayipach ba'abav nishmas chayim vayihi adam lenefesh chayah targum l'ruach memalala. A man who communicates dibur speech, and when you speak, you have to speak a language. So that means that speech is the koyach of ruchnius. So and in fact, this is eileh hadivarim. This is chumish divarim. We're learning now Chumish Devarim. What is Devarim? Language. Devarim. When the Meraglim said, V'yashivu oisanu davar, Rashi, davar means language, communication skills. In fact, the whole Chumish, the Chumish Devarim is when Moshe communicates to Klal Yisrael. It's just a long speech. He speaks, the whole thing is just a chazar, it's a speech, a long speech. So here Moshe says, V'yita b'enei ha-davar, the ruach memalala. I want to know the spirituality of the land, and the spirituality of the land is expressed in the koyach of dibur. Okay, we have here a drush for shalosh seudos, especially this week because there is no shalosh seudos. Well, you have to eat it very early because it's going to be a fast day. Okay, 12 people. Shnei Masar Nashim, each Echol Ashavet. Don't just take 12 from one tribe. You have to divide up the goods. Share the goods. One person per Shevet. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Vayita b'enai ha-davar, b'enai v'loi b'enai ha-makayim. So Rashi, b'enai, emphasis on my eyes. V'loi b'enai ha-makayim. Hashem was not satisfied with this plan. V'im b'enai Moshe ha-yotoy v'loma amra ba-toy chachos. Oh, so frek Rashi the kasha. Rashi, he has spilled beans. He has, it's a Freudian slip, what Rashi just did. He has said that the entire Chumash Devarim is one big Toichacha. The whole parasha is Musa. It's Toichacha. That's what Rashi says. V'im, v'enei Moshe ha-yitav lama amar b'toichacha. Why does he say this in his rebuke? Mashal Adam sh'aybal l'chaver m'chol l'chamor chazes. Sell me this donkey. Amar lehen, okay. Noisnol atali l'nisayoin. Will you give it to me to test? Amar lohein. Of course you could test. Can I test it on the mountains? Voice. Amar lohein. Yes. Kevon shurosh ein ma'akvay klum. Amar lokech b'libay b'tuach huzeh shloim sabaymum. Mer amar lohtol ma'isecha eni minaseh v'yata. Once you are willing to see, you see that the owner, the seller, is willing to let you have a take it for a test ride. Obviously there are no chesroinos, and therefore that's enough. I don't even want to test it. I trust you. The fact that you're willing to let me test it, it's enough. Miyad, take your money and it's enough. Af ani choydeisi l'divrechem. So we hear Rashi saying a davar pella that here too ani choydeisi l'divrechem. I said fine. You want to go? Shema tachzeru bochem kishetiru she'eni ma'akev yatem loy chazartem bochem. So if I'm not mistaken, Rashi over here is saying a tremendous chiddush. That Moshe really was not happy. Is that what Rashi means to say? The Pella would say over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was not happy about this idea to go and check out the land. When it says Vayita be'inai hadavar, it does not mean that he was sincerely happy. What it means over here is I made believe that I was happy in order to fool you, to show you there's nothing to hide. And therefore, that should have been enough for you to be willing to go. Is that what Rashi is saying? And Moshe Rabbeinu was putting on a show? That is something which is very makes me very uncomfortable. Moshe Rabbeinu was sincere.
He was their teacher. He was their leader.
Moshe Rabbeinu was sincere. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Malach Elokim. Remember the Rambam last week? How the Rambam talks on Moshe Rabbeinu? Shocking. That haunts me what we learned last week. Ani Mamim. In on Thursday we learned about the Animam that Moshe was the Avah Nevi'im, and the Rambam there says these really way out stuff about the Rambam, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he became Mamash Kula Ruchni. There's no barrier he didn't break through. He was shed his guf. He shed his body. He said this way out stuff, spooky stuff. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it appears to be 100% transparent. Sincere. And according to Rashi, Rashi over here is saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu was putting on a show. Really, I'm very angry. It's not a good idea what you're trying to do, but I'm going to make believe that it's a good idea in order to gain your confidence that you should not want to send miraglim. Let's read the words of Rashi very quickly one more time. Be'enai v'lebe ne'amakim. What? Yes?
From the previous second, he came across the word Davar,
yeah,
language. Anyone can learn a language. Aspiring a better definition of Davar is culture.
Culture.
The culture
of the land. Okay. Okay, but the thing is, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi in the previous pasuk, Davar. What does Rashi say? Be'ezel loshoin he'medaber. It's true. What you're saying in concept is true. But the pasuk here says the word dovor. So be'ezel loshoin. That sounds like language. Alright, language is a part of the culture also. It's also chelik of the culture. Alright, let's see. So here we have over here, one of this Rashi over here, be'ita be'ina dovor, be'ina v'lo b'nekam, be'in be'ini mo'yishach, yitoy v'lama amra b'at ha'chachas, mashal adam sh'oyim el chaver, m'choli chamor chazam, amolehein, nos li'l nisayin, amolehein, v'had v'l goyis, amolehein, I admit it. Shema, tachzru b'chem. You'll have charota. You're not going to want to go bother. Kishetiru she'eini ma'akev. I'm not holding back. V'atem loy chazartem b'chem. Very, very interesting Rashi to say that. Targum, ushefar. Okay, that's a very nice word. It's toiv, ushefar. You see, this, by the way, this proves, this is a very, going on a tangent now, but this proves, this is a very interesting thing. How do you, what letter, when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what sound are you producing? There are 22 letters in the aleph base. Each letter has a sound. There are really more sounds because some letters have dots. So there's beis, and there is vase, there is gimel, and there is rimel, there is tof and sof, kof and chof. What else do we have? There is dalid and valid.
Mabekei.
Dalid and valid. Mabekei is ho. Noivach v'shna. I made a mistake. You know, I made a big mistake on Shabbos. Vayikro lo noivach b'shna. So I said, Vayikra, it is a special trop. Vayikra, and I did lo, and I did a mapikeh, lo. Rashi says, beferush, there's no mapikeh. The worst mistake you could make is when Rashi says, beferush, not like you, when you're lame. law, the last words of Parshas Matos is
Vayik.
No one caught me. No one said anything to
okay.
me. Unfortunately, sometimes when I lane, you know, if I would lane Parshas Vayetze, no one would know the difference either. No, Chasrom, I don't mean Rabbi Chasrom.
Have you ever tried that?
No, I didn't try that. But they should have stopped me. I said, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought, oh, this is the Mapikei. It's the Feirush and Rashi. This law does not have a Mapikei. Don't make that mistake. All right, any event, I want to over here, you have the word Shofar. What letter on Rosh Hashanah you blow a Shofar? What letter are you producing? What letter are you sounding? From the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, plus all of its... What is that? What letter is that?
Tough.
No, it's not tough. There's another sound that's close to tough.
Tess.
To us, we don't... I don't think the average person today differentiates between the letter Tess and the letter Tov. I think the average person doesn't know how to differentiate. I don't know how to differentiate between the two. It's all the same. There are a few couples. There's Shin... I mean, there is Samach and Sin. No, I don't think we differentiate. We don't differentiate between a Dalid with a Dot and that and without a Dot. A Dalid and a Dalid, no one differentiates. And a Gimel, no one differentiates between a Rimel and a Gimel. In any event, and then there's more. There's Bay. How do you differentiate between a Vase and a Vav? You have a Vav.
An Ayin
and an Aleph, right. So unfortunately, today we live in a world of make-believe. We don't know how to read. Many of us don't differentiate, but you said very good. There's a letter Tav. How do you know that the letter of the Shofar is the letter Tess? Because the Gemara actually writes out the sound. The Gemara says when you blow a Shofar, you're producing a tut, a tut, a tut, and the Gemara spells it Tess Vav Tess, tut, tut. Gemara Masech Lemoed Katan. When the Gemara describes the sound of a shofar, it describes it with the letter tes, vav, tes, tut, which means that when you blow a shofar, you are in essence producing the letter tes. The letter tes stands for, the first time the letter tes appears in the Torah, is in the word toiv. Vayar ki toiv. So isn't very fascinating that here the word vayitav, the word toiv in Aramaic is shofar. And shofar is obviously the shoresh of the word shofar. So the word shofar and the word toiv are synonymous. You know why they're synonymous? Because what is the sound you produce when you blow the shofar? You blow the letter tes. And the letter tes is toiv. So here you learn Targum. Targum is a cousin. It's a close cousin. It's not a second cousin, it's not a third cousin, it's even closer than a first cousin. Targum and Hebrew, they're closely related. They're very close. So Vayitav and the word Shofar is, they share the same concept. The Shofar produces a Toiv. Okay, so here we have Vayitav, Shofar, Be'enai, my eyes, Piskamo. Now, the Hadavar. Now the piskam over here is obviously not the same piskam as the one before. The word divayi yeshivo is sonu davor, that according to Targum was that let the miraglim report back, give back a report. Here, when it says the word davar, it's very strange. Harashi teaches this. Ha'ogles ushafar beinai piskama. Something's not right. There's something that's not right about this. Okay, let's read a little look in the sefer. Udvaris min chayin tonight. And udvaris. What's udvaris? This is a very unusual word. The word vo'ekach is not usually translated udvaris. The word udvaris means to be manhig, to guide, to be a leader. Udvaris min chayin. I took from you. Doesn't sit well with me. The word udvaris for the word vo'ekach. There's something that Rashi Uncle is trying to teach you. Train asar guvrin. 12 men. Gavro chad l'shivta. Let's go to the videotape. Let's see what is over here in the Ma'atzari. Ushafar, that's, oh, there's a long entry over here. The word Ushafar. Perush toiv. Klosh makasa v'chein kasa primogodim. Wow. How do you get that here? La lehamayin mila shafar baramis al piroiv. Fine. Okay, let's go vaita. Let's see. Okay, he has a whole drasha here, but I don't want to go into this now. He has a whole drasha on the word hitav. Udvaris means davar hanikach behanhogas devarim. You see, he says he acknowledges the word udvaris is not the usual expression. It means vayikach. I didn't take physically. What he said, I think he once had this. When it says over here vayikach, I took. It does not mean I took physically. Ordinarily, the word vayikach means I took with my bare hands. In this context, that cannot possibly be correct. Moshe did not take the 12 people with his bare hands. Moshe, he selected. He took out a roster. Who do we got here? Who do we have over here in this tribe? Who's eligible for the mission? And he selected one of the people, and through his selection, that person was taken and was put in position. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk, he doesn't explain over here the word piskam, how it fits in Ushafar Beinai Piskama. He doesn't really... He has another drush, he has another whole shmuz over here, which is not really relevant for us. Okay, let's go to pasuk 24. Vayifnu, and they turned. They turned. Vayalu, and they ascended. Hohora, now the hay at the end is to the mountain. Every time you have a lamed in the beginning and you put a letter at the end, so the word hohor, le hohor, vayalu le hohor, or vayalu lehor, and instead you put a hay at the end, it means exactly the same thing. Vayifnu vayalu, they turned and they ascended to the mountain. The hay at the end of the word is to vayavu, they came ad until Nachal Eshkol, the valley of the cluster. Vayiragilu oisa, and they spied it. Now notice that was not Moshe's, that was not what they said originally. Originally they said v'yachberu lanu, and now all of a sudden vayiragilu oisa, a different word. It's like I heard yesterday in the news is that the new Chief Justice Brown, she's the open liar. She promised by in when they questioned her about a certain issue. I don't understand exactly what the issue was totally, and now she openly said, a total lie. Whatever she said, she was not going to take on a certain case because she's Nogei B'Davar, and now she declared that she is going to listen to the case in Paskin. It was an outright violation of her word. She gave her word on something, and she actually lied. When all of a sudden, once you're in a position of authority, all of a sudden you do whatever you want. Here also the Meraglim, they start off telling the Yachberu Lanu, and now all of a sudden a new story here. Now that they're ready in position, all of a sudden they do whatever they want Vayiraglu. Obviously there's a difference. There is a difference between the word Vayachberu and the word Vayiragilu Oisa. Let's see that. But look at all these verbs. Vayifnu, Vayalu, Vayavohu, Vayiragilu. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 verbs in one pasuk. That's a record. You usually do not have so many verbs in one pasuk in rapid succession. What does Rashi say about these four verbs? Ad nachal eshkol magich nikral shem soifer. So over here, interesting that the name of the location is called Nachal, the valley of Eshkol, al shem soifer. At the time when they went, they didn't yet take a cluster of grapes. The only reason why it's called the Nachal Eshkol is because al shem ha'os, they would eventually take a cluster of grapes from there and use it as evidence that to say Lashon Hara on the land. And yet we're calling it, even now we're calling it the Nachal Eshkol. Magid Shenikra al Shem Soifai. Vayiragilu Oisa Melamed Shaholchu Ba Arba'o U'monin. They traveled 4 U'monin Shesi V'erev. Now what does that word mean? I don't know what that word means. U'monin. Mayor, anyone know what that word means?
They, as it has sides, 4 sides.
U'monin sides?
4 sides, S-I-D-E-S.
That's an interesting translation. Why does the word U'monin come to sides? All right.
You see, he's bringing down the name of the Goraye.
Yeah.
In Mizrahi, it means 4 rows.
4 rows. Okay, that's already different. Okay, U'monin. 4.
It says it means they crisscrossed.
They crisscrossed.
The land. They did not go straight. A crisscross pattern like this, you know? You go crisscross, like this.
Back yeah, yeah. Forth. But what's the etymology of the word uman? Uman, arba'a, umanin. Uman, Uman means an artist. An artist. Okay, an Uman is an artist. Arba'o Umanin Shasi Lev strokes. You want to say that an artist, he makes, when he paints, when you paint, you make strokes back and forth. Is that what it means? Four strokes. I think that's a, you
Shasiva Erev is like a cross.
Okay, that's Shasiva Erev. Okay, that's the word Shasiva Erev really refers to the woof and then the warp. That's perpendicular. But what is the word Umanin? So I want to suggest to you that it means, Mr. Rapport, he's translating from the art school, it means four sides. Is that what you said? Four sides, Mr. Rapport?
Yes.
So I want to suggest it means the word Umanin would appear that the shoresh of the word of Umanin means an Uman, a craftsman, an artist. And an artist makes strokes. When you paint, when you produce art, you have strokes. So they... Melame Sholchaba, they traveled in the land Arbo Uman in four strokes. Shasiv Erev, back and forth. So does that mean we multiply four by two, eight? Or does that mean they crisscross?
Yeah, that's what it means. In each direction.
All right, we need a map.
Up and down, of course. Up and down.
And how do you know that? How do you know that from the word Vayiragilu Oysa? How do you get the word Vayiragilu Oysa? Oysa, it, that they made four strokes. Shasiv Erev. I don't know. You want to go say Vayifnu 1? Maybe it's from the four verbs. Vayifnu is 1. Vayalu, Vayavohu, Vayiragalu. I guess that's what we alluded to. Because it says there are four different verbs. Vayifnu, Vayalu.
Vayiragalu. He says here that it comes from the word Vayiragalu. It changed the lotion from Yachbaru to Vayiragalu. Ragalu means feet. They walk. They walk throughout the land.
But how do
they go? Did they walk up and down? Or did they crisscross?
So there are four verbs. Yep.
Is Masber that they crisscrossed. How did they walk? How did they walk? From the word Virago, Rego.
We're only 2 feet. So how do you know there are four? So I think you said, because I think we're suggesting because there are four verbs in this pasuk. Vayifnu, they turn. How do you turn? You turn with your feet. Vayalu, they ascended. How do you ascend? With your feet. Vayavohu, they arrived. And Vayiragilu, if the pasuk would have only said one of these four words, we would have been satisfied. We would not need all four words. You would say, Vayavohu ad nachaleshkol. Or it would say, Vayalu ad nachaleshkol. Or Vayavohu ad nachaleshkol. Or Vayiragilu ad nachaleshkol. Why does it say four verbs? So Rashi is saying because they crisscrossed in four different Be'arba'o Umanin.
If you're going to spy a place out, you don't just go in from one side, you go in from the both sides.
So I want to say then, if you say this pshat, Umanin does not mean strokes, does not mean sides, it means four passes. They traveled through the land four times, each time with a different priority.
Direction.
The same direction, with a different perspective, a different focus.
Okay. I mean, if you come into Brooklyn and you come in from let's say, Flatbush Avenue, that's one thing. And if you come in from the Gil Hodges Bridge, that's another thing.
No, so I want to say something different. I want to say is that they went through the same...
You're saying there are four ways with a perspective.
The four different... Right? Four different objectives. When you go and you drive. So the first time you drive, you just want to make sure you go through you don't go through a red light. It's new territory. Every time you drive down that same road, you focus on something else. You don't focus. I already know where the red lights are. I already know I can drive in my sleep. Now I want to look at the real estate. I want to look at the buildings. And the next time you go, you want to go look. I don't know at something else. You every time you go down a road, another time you concentrate on a different element. So we can suggest here that when it says it means, okay, the pashup shot is, look, everyone over here is struggling. And art scroll by saying the four sides, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know. I'm certainly they know what they're saying. But the word umanin is an unusual word. It's a very unusual word. The shorish of the word is uman, and an uman means a craftsman, an expert. An uman, that's what an uman is. It's a craftsman, an expert. And you know, there are different, you know, branches of the military. There's the army, the marines, the air force, and the navy, and each one has different equipment. When the army goes to a city, when they go march down, they look for what they want to look for. The marines have their agenda. The air force has their agenda. The navy, they have the fighter jets. They have their own agenda. Everyone has their agenda. They went through the land four times, from beginning to end, focusing on something different. Okay, like one of my jokes, I once had a guy in the car. I took him home from Muncie. This person wasn't 100%. They asked, can I take this guy? I said, of course. So get in the car, he puts on his seatbelt. And then he right away says to me, are you putting on your seatbelt? I said, of course. Then he says, I want to tell you, remember, no speeding. We go, no speeding. Then we started going, and I was a little bit over the speed limit. And he says to me, you're speeding. I says, what do you mean? It says 65. That's the minimum. That's the minimum. Then we come into New York, and I tell him, listen, you know, where do you want to go? You want to go with Jordan? You want to go with the West Side or with FDR? So I tell him, you know, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to first go with the West Side, all the way to Brooklyn. Then we're going to go back and go with the FDR. Then we're going to park, and we're going to decide which one was better. And then we're going to go back and do it to the Yotze. And you know what was so sad? He thought I was serious. Okay, so here they went to the land four times. What does it say in Targum? Targum says, V'ispiniu, they turned, usaliku, they went up. Latua to the mountain, V'aso, they came, adnachla de'eskola, V'alilu yosad. Look at this, again the word. Again, the same exact word. That means the Targum has translated three words the same. The word Vayiraglu, Vayasuru, and Yachperu. Okay, this is, if we only came to learn this, we have Makayim, the mitzvah of Targum. The purpose of Targum is Targum will simplify all of the synonyms of the Torah. He took three words. Shocking what he did. He took three words and he translated all of them exactly the same. Vayasuru is Eretz Kanan, Vayiraglu Isa, and Lachbar Yachbaru. Three words he translates with exactly the same word. Alright, so we have with the four words, V'ispiniu, it's this one, Usligus two, Vasoi. You see, this is interesting. You see, the Targum is not like Rashi. You see, this is not like Rashi. Vasoi, V'ispiniu means they turned. Usaliku they, Vaso. Aso is, I guess, now vayavo, they came. Okay, it's the same. Okay, it's three. And number four is va'alilu, four verbs, and that's l'chayru what Rashi means. Arba umanin. Okay, well, Sabav here, thank you very much for coming along with me. If not for you, I would not be learning now. So, g'roisu yashukayach, all these luchim nimsia. Have a good night. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Good night, Mr. Busquara. Thank you for coming. Have a good night.
If we get the English or Latin word to tour, Vasur.
Oh, Vasur, right. Vasur, to tour, a tour of duty. A tour, yeah. All right, how are you? How's everything by you?
Thank God.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the share.
Okay, my pleasure. Be well. Take care. All right.
This garden now?
Son, I did my part. I got us a scarecrow. This is guaranteed to scare away slugs and snails and birds.
Mm-hmm.